Share Community Radio is KFAI FM Minneapolis St. Paul, online and archived at kfai.org. It's where community grows.
You are now tuned in to Soul Audible Detox on KFAI, brought to you courtesy of WFNU Radio, 94.1 low-powered FM, Frogtown, St. Paul. For more information, you can visit WFNU.org.
Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up. No gangs beats rolled up. But still, Andre got action. They sweat like keep all of my teeth. I take it upon myself to handle mine. Thinking that you got that time to do this. Have you shot up? Thought you knew this. I'm crumbling. No time for problems. Telling my sacks. Watching my back. Putting them up like slits. Leaving them in their flesh.
Good evening, good evening. You know what, man? We don't need no 2 weeks off.
I know, man. Man, we all out of sorts.
We are.
I'm out of sorts. No, I ain't gonna blame it on you.
No, I am too, because I was like listening in the beginning and I was like, why hasn't this song like faded out? And I didn't press the fader. And then, anyway, it's good to see you, bro.
Good to see you. Good to be seen.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back. We're so glad. We're so glad. We are so glad that you are in our presence tonight. We want to welcome all of you listeners, all of you first-time listeners, all of you second-time listeners, third-time listeners, returning listeners, ghost listeners, all of you supporters. We want to thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's show. This is Season 4, Episode 11 of Soul Audible Detox. This is our holiday show. It is still Wednesday. We're going to help you get over the hump. We got some stuff to talk about tonight, and as we always do, we got flowers to give out, and we're going to be giving out flowers all night. So, so again, welcome to the holiday show. You are tuned in to WFNU LP 94.1 FM in St. Paul, home of Frogtown Community Radio. We got the Peanuts in the background singing.
Man, this is like... I mean, I don't know, you know, and maybe this is the old school in us, but you got lights on you?
Yeah.
This cat got a lit up scarf. Okay, man, I see you.
It's my Steelers scarf.
Over there. Right. My bad. Right. So anyway, I mean, is it Christmas without the, you know, without things like Charlie Brown, but kind of all the holidays, because I look forward to the Great Pumpkin for Halloween, for Charlie Brown, and then Christmas is, I'm going to tell y'all a little secret.
Go ahead.
I always watch Charlie Brown's Christmas thinking that it's going to turn out different.
You expect a different result at the end of it?
Yeah, he gonna get a different tree. It's something else gonna work out better. He's just something.
So that might be
the leaves ain't gonna fall off the tree like that.
That might be some reverse insanity, right? Anyways,
be like, it's gonna happen different this year.
Let's make some introductions. You are tuned in to again Soul Audible Detox Season 4, Episode 11. This is our holiday show. Across from me is VP. I'm the Prez, and in the hot seat tonight, in the special guest seat tonight, but she is not a guest. She kind of bullied her way on tonight.
Bullied her way, from what I hear. I wasn't aware of all these things. Yeah, but she came bearing gifts.
She did come bearing gifts. So we not gonna come. We ain't gonna send you home. That's okay. Yeah,
you
we
gotta send me. I'll just go.
No, well, I mean, you know, that's up to you too.
You
but
know what?
But
do I
but
gotta
stop.
Get it between y'all. Stop.
Yeah. So, anyways, the fabulous one, Miss Tamiko.
Stuff on your wrist.
Yep, and she's looking very cheerful. Oh, I like those. Put them. Put
yeah, yeah. yeah. She represented okay. her sorority. Her sorority.
Okay. All right. So okay. yeah. So as we always do about the. Oh, you want to say hi? Your mic is on.
Oh, hello.
Okay. Yeah.
Real simple.
And you actually listen. When was the last time you got the mic by yourself?
Right. You be trying to act like I don't deserve it by myself or something.
Okay, this is the part where I just turned the mic off. No, but can you do me a favor? Can you lift the mic up
yeah,
a little
bit? Yeah,
there we
closer
go.
Closer to your lips.
There we go. There we go. All right. So as we always do, this is our time right now where we're going to give out our flowers. So as always, first and foremost, VP, go ahead with your flowers, bro.
Oh, man.
Take your time.
Yeah. Like I said, it's been a couple weeks, and I'll tell the audience it's been on me. So it
no, man, stop. I needed that break, too.
Yep. So
they're lucky we're here tonight.
Right. For those that ain't here, it's definitely winter. Yeah, there's the song right there. Yep. Let it snow. Shouts goes out to Queen Sha. My brother and my sister and my little baby niece are out there listening. Shouts goes out to the PPKs, Five Heartbeats. All the folks that have been in my world helping hands in the last couple weeks that might be listening, my family, Hermana, my children, my son, my middle son got a little girlfriend in town from California.
Okay.
She's like, this is the most snow and cold I've ever seen. I was like, yeah, you picked the right time to come.
Okay.
Yeah.
She came to visit from Cali.
Yeah, I mean, I would normally say the fabulous one, but she's here. Shay holding it down downstairs. Yeah, I think that's it. If I missed anybody, blame it on my head, but not my heart.
All right. Okay. I'm going to do something rare. I'm going to go ahead and let the lady go next. I'll go last.
There you go.
Also because I need to finish coughing.
hello. I want to give shouts out to... my husband, Adrian Edwards, my children, Adria and Marquez, my line sisters, Tamiko and Latasha, my sister circle, Tamika, Toya, and Landy. I'll see them in a couple weeks. I'm super excited about that. Just shout out to Sigma Gamma Rho, Sorority Incorporated, and shout out to Black Men.
All right.
Okay. All right.
I always appreciate that shout out to Black Men.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
I'm a black man.
Yeah, me too. You look black to me, sir.
Yeah.
All right, I guess I'm last. Thank you so much, too, for covering me because I'm getting over a cold. So, all right, I just want to send a shout out to my Queen Andrea. I also want to send a shout out to all of my children. Who knows who's listening, but I'm going to shout them out anyways, like I always do. Want to send a shout out to Baby Girl. Want to send a shout out to Pootie. Want to send a shout out to Kaleo. And want to send a shout out to DeAndre. Also want to send a shout out to my shorties, my grandchildren, Estheita, Kyrie, Jemiah, who's going to be celebrating her birthday on Friday, the 23rd, and Maya. Okay. Want to say, and also want to send a shout out to Cameron. Want to send a shout out to the PPK, the Jedis. I'm going to list them individually tonight. Want to send a shout out to Henry. Want to send a shout out to Keith. Want to send a shout out to Calvin. Get better, bro. Want to send a shout out to James. Want to send a shout out to DeAndre, DeRay. VP's right across from me, so shouting him out. And am I missing one?
Let me
Ian. Want to send a shout out to Ian.
Yeah, but you're still missing one.
I got them all.
Did you say White Boy Wednesday?
Chris. Oh,
wow.
My gosh. Wow.
I thought maybe you were joking. I thought it was part of the shtick.
No. I'm sorry.
He ain't listening. Anyway.
Yeah, he ain't listening anyway.
Unless he's on the show, he ain't listening.
Yeah, he ain't listening. So, but anyway, shout out to the homie Chris. So, yeah, want to send a shout out to all the PPKs. Want to send a shout out to... Shay, who always holds it down for us, make sure we don't get no riff raff up in here.
Yes.
And if they do come up in here, we call her, she'll take care of it. So I want to thank her for holding it down for us.
Right.
Want to send a shout out to the fabulous one who's right across from me, across from you. Thank you for entertaining us with your, blessing us with your presence. We appreciate it, Aquarius. Am I missing anybody?
Nope, I think you got it. Let me go ahead.
Want to also send a shout out to a first time listener, a fellow detoxer, my brother, Mr. Kevin Daniel, who is listening from Lawton, Oklahoma. Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight, brother.
Welcome.
Yes. And so, I might be, and it's okay, but I might be detecting a little something, or maybe it's just the frigid air, but fabulous one. Are you doing all right? Your energy is kind of low.
I'm good.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Okay, because one of the things that I know this is a holiday show, and I'm glad that you're here. One of the things I do want to talk about is basically just that question, how you doing, and people not really speaking about what they're going through. Last week, we weren't here, and we thank you all so much for waiting on us, holding it down. But, you know, every now and then, we got things we got to do. We got to take a mental break. We got places to go, people to see, lives to live. But we try to leave you enough content so you can always tune in.
Yes, sir.
But last week, I believe it's last week, because I was sick, man, for the last 4 days or over the weekend. So, like, everything's a blur. But I believe it was last week is when Brother Twitch committed suicide, right?
Yeah.
And so, and you know, again, stuff happens why we're not here. But one thing I like about Wednesday, not that I love reporting bad news, so please make sure you hear me, but I like it when we, our show being on Wednesday, because we usually get information and stuff like that that we're able to share and talk about and discuss. And again, that's not promoting bad news. I'm just saying we always get some type of content that gives us something to discuss that's much needed discussion. But excuse me, on that, I know that I was just led tonight to talk a little bit about just, you know, with the holidays coming up, a lot of people are festive, but not everyone is festive. The holidays is not always a great time for people. Sometimes it's one of the most struggling times of the year. People don't look forward to it. A lot of depression starts to set in during these holidays. You know, I know for me personally, December 1 and 2, 1st and 2nd, is always hard for me because my mom and my dad passed away on the 1st and 2nd. And so 16 years apart. And so, you know, different people deal with different things. So tonight I just want to, you know, like I said, I know it's our holiday show and we still going to be festive. We still going to celebrate. But somebody out there, I don't know who they are. I'm not talking in specific to anyone, but if I am, then hey, this was just divine intervention. It was meant to be. But, you know, there's people out there that are struggling with some things. I did put out a post, I think one of the weeks we were out, and I put it on our page just asking people, you know, if they were struggling with anything, and just be bold and put it on there. It can be anything. And while we're at it, VP, would you please, thank you. Would you please give the people out there ways that they can interact with us during the show? And we'd love to connect. So go ahead.
Yes, we are on Facebook and Twitter. I think we're still on Twitter. I don't know what's going on with Twitter. Is Elon about to give it up or he resigned? What the hell? I mean, he resigned from CEO. He still owns the company, right? Does that really mean?
Yeah,
I don't know. Right. Yeah, they think that we're stupid out here or something. Anyway. So we're on those things.
Okay.
You can reach us at VP Prez, the letter VPPRES, at either one. Or you could search Soul Audible Detox. We did a lot to make sure that name is, or those terms are synonymous with us, so they're out there.
All right. Thank you, sir. So, yeah. So, again, just speaking about Twitch and everything, you know, there was a lot of talk going on about why he did it, what he was depressed about and stuff like that. And I'm not here to glamorize any of that or even get into that. It's the simple fact that the brother, whatever it was, he assumed, or whatever it was, was enough to get him to give up on his life or to, right. to you know. And again, I'm not criticizing, saying anything about it. My heart goes out to his family. But my point is that everybody struggles with something, right? Man. And I remember right after that happened on our own personal thread, brothers start kicking in and making comments and just saying, look, man, no matter what we're going through, big or small, you know, black or white, whatever the issue is, let's talk about it. Like, let's put it out there, because we joke and we have a lot of conversation on our thread daily. But one thing I will say is that any time that we've gone through, we show up for each other.
Exactly.
You know, whether it's just verbally, whether it's physically, whether it's mentally, whatever it is. And we always notice, like, if there's somebody missing from the normalcy of the thread, and it's like, man, we need to reach out to this brother.
Exactly.
So exactly. Maybe this is what I'm calling it. We're just going to do a check-in, kind of check-in for a little bit of this time. And, you know, I know that you okay with being a little vulnerable, bro?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, man?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, all right. I don't want to leave you out. But again, I know that you know, we've talked about depression. We've talked about things like that and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Can I ask you to explain to the people out there? Maybe they don't know. We've all dealt with depression. What ways do you deal with it? Or what ways do you kind of, what seems to work for you?
Honestly,
yeah,
and in my more recent years, prayer.
Okay.
Prior to that, probably, and I say prior to that, I'd say probably I didn't discover. I shouldn't say discover. I don't know the right word.
Have you always been a talker?
I've always been a talker.
Like, if something's going on with you, you feel like you need to talk to somebody, or are you someone who carries? Okay,
nope,
that's where
nope.
I was going.
So that's
okay.
kind of what I'm saying. So in previous years, I've learned how to leverage counseling. I've learned how to leverage, you know, being vulnerable, as you said. I learned how to leverage, you know, prayer.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to that, I don't know. Maybe I'm just lucky. Maybe I would probably, you know, be that guy stuff. Now I don't say nothing to nobody. Probably ain't bringing it up. I guess if it got too bad, I call mama.
Okay, so can I ask a question? Yep. When you say it be that guy stuff, are you saying that there's times where something could be bothering you, but I'm going to use this for a lack of better word, but I think you know where I'm going.
Yep.
Do you feel like sometimes that you're too macho to show it, or do you feel like it's hard for you to show it?
I feel like it was, and again, this is past tense.
Past tense.
But I feel like it was hard for me to show it. Hard for me to be, to not be the rock, to not be the
vulnerable.
Strong, right? To be vulnerable.
Okay.
Yeah, and I thought it was a sign of weakness.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a sign of failure. I thought it was an indication that I couldn't handle being the man of the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I would just keep it in.
Okay.
Just keep it in now, and in that. You know, I guess if there was anything, you know, probably working out or doing some things to try to relieve the stress. But yeah, just probably more or less keep it in and not talk about it.
Okay. And, you know, and I want to say thank you. Thank you I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I hope you don't feel that. You know, this is what we do. This is our Black Man Therapy, our Black Healing Radio. Of course, we got the sister in here who's always supportive. And as she says, she loves black men. How about you, sis? How you feel? Do you feel like you... How do you deal with your stress, or how have you dealt with your stress? Are you a talker?
I am usually a talker, but it depends on, you know, I think a lot of people don't talk because they have trust issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I have them with people, because sometimes when you talk about what's going on with you, it ends up somebody's gossip.
Okay.
So for me, I meditate a lot.
Okay.
And I work out.
Okay.
Because working out makes me feel better.
Okay.
And at least in that moment, and I kind of dress up and make myself look nice. So, and go with the theory: if you look good, you feel good.
There you go.
You know, but meditation.
Okay.
And in the past, I just I don't know. I don't really. I'm sure there was moments where I was down in the past. I just don't quite remember them or how I dealt with them. Mm-hmm. But now I'm just more aware of myself and my surroundings. So I understand when depression sets in or when things, my energy is off and everything. But so I meditate. I actually try to do it daily, mm-hmm. just to ward off something that may come in later.
Okay. I like that. I like that. So just being aware of your energy, your surroundings and stuff like that,
yes.
right? Okay. And, you know, like I said, there were different things flying around saying that he had invested in some NFTs and stuff when Haywire and stuff like that. But my point is to that is like, regardless of what the situation is, you know, I'll just be the first to say it, man. I've been fired. I've been laid off. I've had cars repossessed. I done lost people. I done been dumped. Right. I done been through a lot. I done witnessed death. And it seems like that, you know, I have my closest friend who lost his son last year, you know, and just not. And then my sister who lost her son. You know, I can't. One of the things that I will say is that I don't know what that feels like to lose a child. I don't know what it feels like to bury a child. I know that it's not always the easiest thing. It's not the easiest thing at all. And I just try to I've tried to encourage both of them. And to your point, VP, I've gone through some depression before, you know, and I usually feel like that whenever I'm going through something that I can talk it out. I have people I can connect with. Sometimes it takes me a while, like I'll hold on to it and hold it in. But for the most part, you know, I try to as both of you, you know, stated your different things would be me for me would be prayer would be to talk to people. But to your point, Tamiko, I know it's always hard. And I think it's hard. We were talking about you were talking about VP stating that in the past that you felt like just showing that vulnerability made you look weak. Do you believe that, and we've talked about this before, but right. maybe we didn't have the same audience. So yeah, I'm bringing it back up, and I don't really think, not making no apologies for it, but I don't really never think there's not a time that we shouldn't be talking about mental health, and especially in our Black community.
Agreed.
And so I'm not minimizing our white listeners, but, I'm just speaking to, and again, I'm not minimizing the sisters, but really speaking to the brothers, right? Because I know, and I'm not again to say that women don't go through depression and stuff like that, but I know for men, like to your point, there's this expectation that we adopt that we feel like if we share with a woman or share with someone that we're struggling or that we're not okay. Like, what does that make us look like?
Can I say
yeah, this? please.
So I appreciate this conversation because, again, I appreciate Black men. And I feel like at times, you know, most women, when we see Black men struggling, I know the perception is that we see you as weak, but we don't. And part of that is, you know, just as a Black woman, when you're with a Black man, you have to create a space for him to feel comfortable to open up. And a lot of women just don't know how to do that, you know. And some women, because a lot of women are taught that also that men are not supposed to cry. But that's not the truth. As you get older, you understand that this is just a common emotion. And men need to be able to have a space to open up just like women. And I like that you guys have a, for lack of a better term, a brotherhood that you can do that in, because a lot of men don't.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And women, we do this from day one.
Right.
We do this from day one. You know, I can call my girlfriends and cry at any time, you know. And I would like to think that when the Black men that's in my circle, that I have created a space for people, for them to be able to talk and open and share themselves and know that you're, that I will never invalidate your feelings, and your feelings or what you tell me will never be gossip to somebody else.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And were you going to say something else, sir?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm walking and chewing gum.
You're walking and chewing gum. Okay. That's all right. You're going to put it all together at the end of the show.
Yes, sir.
You're going to put it together like a beautiful bouquet.
Yeah, but I hear just, again, it is, it's real. There's no doubt that depression is real. I feel like I can sense it when it's around me and you know, just signs of different things. But it saddens me that I still think, especially for African-American men, it's hard for them to... We all think we can figure it. We can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
We think we can fix it ourselves. Mm-hmm. And
or if we can't fix it, then we're failing.
Right. And it's like we always talk about the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. And I think our culture, our people, need to understand that there's some other options out there for assistance, for help, for healing, whether it's, a close group of friends, whether it's, professional therapy,
mm-hmm.
whether it's, what were you saying?
Meditation.
Yes, things like that. And mm-hmm. again, I think, it took me a long time to get used to yoga. Like, I don't want to do no yoga.
Oh, yeah, bro.
That's some girl stuff. And so, again, I think we still... some of that, the good and bad about every generation is things change.
Right.
And there's positive and there's negative. But one of the positive things is, some of that girl boy stuff is going away.
Mm-hmm.
We can save another show for how I truly feel about that from a intimacy standpoint.
Right.
But we'll put that on the show.
Sure.
But I do appreciate that, though, from a wellness standpoint, in that we don't have these stereotypes that
mm-hmm.
that we grew up with.
Oh yeah, like, most definitely.
The boy falls, man, you're all right, dust you get,
right.
You're cool, you right. Dust yourself off. Stop crying. You can't cry, but
right.
But the girls, they can cry, or they're supposed to cry, or they're supposed to be sensitive, and blah blah blah. So the fact that I'm from that generation, it was a higher shift.
Mm-hmm.
It was a higher shift to start focusing on my wellness, but again, something told me that if I don't, something internally is going to break,
right?
And I may not be here for those that need me.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you chose the latter, brother.
Me too.
And you know this, but I'll say it on air, man. If you ever need me for anything, bro, I got you. I've been had you for what? 40 something years.
So, at least 42.
Yep. And so, I still got you until I can't have you no more, bro.
Appreciate it.
And fabulous one. You growing on us. Like, you just come through the door. No one else can do that like you do it. Same goes for you, sister. There's anything other than my seat over here on my mic. I got you. But I do want to say this real quick. If you or someone you know that may be struggling with suicidal thoughts, you can call the U.S. National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-TALK-8255 anytime, day or night, or chat online. There's a crisis text line, also provides free 24/7. Isn't there a shorter number than that?
You can call 311, first call for help.
Wow. Are you sure it's 311? I thought it was different. I thought they changed it. 311?
First call for help.
Okay. All right. Because I know you can call 311 for other stuff.
So yeah, you can call
311 is the number.
Yep.
Or do I have to dial 311 first call for help?
No.
311. So when you call them, sometimes they have a crisis person online.
Okay.
Or they will get you to a crisis person, but they'll stay on the phone with you until that crisis person picks up. You can call them for anything. If you see somebody bleeding in the street, if you are bleeding and you don't necessarily want to call, if you can't think of 911, you call 311. You could call them for housing help. You can call them for Social Security benefits. Yeah. 311, first call for help. But if it's a suicide thing, like I said, sometimes they have a crisis person there. If not, they will get you over to the center and they'll stay on the phone with you until that person picks up.
I appreciate that information. See, you get information on this show. Jesse, where you at?
Where you at, Jesse?
We looking for Jesse Smollett. Yeah, we want him on the show.
I only when I got to do a better job at this. So detoxers, you got to help us out. Like, let's all like tag his pages, especially on Twitter. Just say, hey, we just went.
You guys will do a new challenge in a minute.
Yeah,
like, so
yeah. Let's get to Jesse.
I think he closed his Twitter.
Oh, did he?
I think so.
Okay, let me see.
Get on it, VP. Let me see if the page we've been stalking.
Let's see if it's still there.
Does it have a blue check?
Oh, hold on.
So while he's doing that, I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're struggling with. But I know life can sometimes feel like it's more of a burden than a blessing, but it is a blessing. It is the most beautiful blessing that you can ever be, have bestowed on you. Things get hard, things get rough, obstacles come in our way, but and sometimes it feels like you can't push through them. If you can't push, you can pull them out the way. If you can't pull them out the way, you can jump over. If you can't jump over it, you can try to go through it, you can blast through it, or you can call on somebody that can help you be in that moment and help you ease around it. So, like I said, the holidays ain't always festive for everybody. So we just want to let people know that, it ain't always going to be cloudy. It don't rain always.